Gay Baltazar had been playing professionally for 15 years when he was asked to join the influential Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1960.
One of my biggest highlights in Stan's band was being featured on this beautiful standard tune called Stay Away to the Stars. He liked that tune and he thought that would be my signature song. And throughout my career, 4 years with the band, I was featured on that. And it was just great.
Baltazar's story is an important chapter in the history of American jazz, says fellow musician Teo Garneau, who co-wrote Baltazar's autobiography. Garneau calls him one of the pioneering Asian Americans in jazz, noting that his success came despite the anti-Asian atmosphere of the 1940s and 50s.
Sometimes people say, well, what difference does it make if he's Asian American or not? I think it's important to remember that there was a lot of exclusion going on in Los Angeles and across the mainland. Asian Americans were severely discriminated against before and after the Second World War and during the Second World War. And this is part of our history. This is part of American history. It's part of Asian American history.
Baltazar grew up in Hawaii, the son of a Japanese-American mother and a Filipino father.
My father was from the Philippines. He was a professional musician. And then he came to Hawaii to play with a vaudeville show to entertain the plantation people. There were people working in the fields and the pineapple and sugarcane fields.
Gay Baltazar Sr. encouraged his son to play music and gave him a clarinet when Gabe was 12. Baltazar grew up listening to musicians from the mainland who came to Hawaii in the 1940s to entertain the troops.
Well, it was Artie Shaw's band. They were stationed in Pearl Harbor, and they performed in Waikiki Beach. And they were all barbed wire fence on the beach, you know, at that time, because this was World War II. And I used to crawl under the barbed wire and crawl under the sand and listen to the band.
Back then, jazz wasn't taught in school in the islands, so Baltazar learned alto saxophone by playing alongside his father in dance bands. In 1956, Baltazar moved to Los Angeles, where he worked with other Asian American jazz musicians.
My first recording was with Paul Tugawa, a Japanese American who was from California, who was interned in the internment camp during World War II.
Baltazar gained international recognition with Stan Kenton, then went on to work with Dizzy Gillespie, Cannonball Adderley, Wes Montgomery, and others. But after 13 years in Los Angeles, Teo Garneau says Baltazar wanted to come home.
He came back to Hawaii in 69, so the world kind of forgot about him. And it's just the beauty and the allure of Hawaii and the fact that he was a local guy that he left when he was on top.
Over the years, Gay Baltazar became something of a local hero for nurturing many younger musicians, and he's revered by music fans in the islands. These days, Baltazar rarely performs, but he's still eager to share a few tips he's learned along the way.
I used to play like 1,000 notes a minute, you know, when those are young days, but now it's, you know, you don't try to get too fancy. You try to get more feeling in your music. So in other words, you got to get your soul going. That's what music's all about. And swing, naturally. That's what my book's about. If it swings, it's music. That's the name of the book. And it's all in there.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.